sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ulamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 1 kuNkwekwezi 2022 uNkibs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Izisebenzi zikhala ngeholo eliphansi ngesikhathi zinanza usuku lwazo olwe International Workers Day.
Ibond note leyi ayisasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali zokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Bathi laba yindawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa ngokuthiwa kumele bephume bephele kulelo lizwe kungakafiki ekupheleni kwenyanga.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale.
Intatheli zindaba uHopewell Chinono uthi ilunga lezanupf ebelifuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe lihlehlele emuva namhla.
They came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my homestead to defend my goats.
Kodwa befuna ukuthatha imbuzi lezi uthi bawufezile umsebenzi wabo lo bengazithathanga imbuzi zikaShinono.
Yes, achieved our first stage.
Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha nezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izisebenzi namhla zinanze usuku lwazo olweWorkers Day zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi zisithi sokumele zihole idola leMelika hatshi eleZimbabwe eselingasathengi lutho ngenxa yokugugudeka. Zethule lokhu kumbuthano wokunanza usuku lolu eHarare lapho eziveze khona ukuba zifuna ukukhetha zikhululekile umuntu ozathuthukisa umnotho welizwe ngomnyaka ozayo. UMnumzana Japhet Moyo, unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, uthi izisebenzi zithwele nzima kule Zimbabwe.
Sibone abanye abalimeleyo, sabone abanye belahlekelwa zimpilo zabo besemsebenzini. Sibone abanye njalo abasebenza benganakwa, bengalalungelo endaweni eziningi ezishiyeneyo. Kodwa ke lilanga eliqhakathekileyo lapho sikhangelane lendubo zemali, sikhangelane lendubo geze safety lapho abasebenzela khona. Kuningi ke okushotayo kuzisebenzi.
Usikhuthaza mfundo Paul Mavima, isiphathamandla sikahulumende obona ngensolo zikaZulu lezisebenzi, ukuthi kumele abantu bebambisane ukuze ilizwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo.
That we can move our country forward. Often we spend a lot of time fighting.
Izisebenzi zithi zithule nzima eZimbabwe. UMnumzana Love Joyce Banda, okunhlanganiso yeProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, uthi usuku lolu luqhakathekile loba bethwele nzima.
Xa sesikhangele kwelakithi leZimbabwe, leli langa sokulilanga nje lapho ukuthokoza ukwenziwa khona kubonakala emaphephandabeni kahulumende kuphela. Lapho uhulumende athatha isikhathi sokubana athembise izisebenzi okungasoze kwenzakala. Nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo leli langa sokulilanga lokukhala, lapho izisebenzi ezikhunjuzwa khona ngokunzima ezihlangana labo insuku zonke. Sithanda ukukhuthaza uhulumende ukubana kakhangelisise, alungisise ukukhala kwezisebenzi. Izisebenzi kazihole imali eyeneleyo. Siyakhuthaza njalo uhulumende kubana kabhadale izisebenzi imali akade beyihola bengakaqalisi ukuphiwa i-bond note. Sitsho njalo kubana i-bond note leyi ayisasebenzi. Ababalisi behluleka ukuthenga izinto abazifunayo, behluleka njalo ukubhadala imali zokuthi abantu ababo bahambe esikolo.
Lokhu kusekelwa umnumzana efidlela Ncube ohlala kobulawayo.
Isimo sezisebenzi sibi kakhulu ukuthi kwenza kube nzima ukuthi ulolu suku lube luqhakatheke ebantwini beZimbabwe. Nxa izisebenzi kungamangakazi kahle kuzo kusho khona ukuthi akumanga kahle ebantwini beZimbabwe bonke. Ngakho ke kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende akulungise khona lokho, alungise amahola, alungise imisebenzi. Abantu abasebenzayo sebebalutshwane kakhulu, kakhulu kakhulu okwenza ukuthi vele ilizwe lehlule ukuphila. Ngoba izisebenzi nxa zizilutshwane abantu abaningi bengasebenzi, ilizwe kaliphili, ilizwe izisebenzi. Kanti ke futhi uhulumende kaziphathi ngendlela efaneleyo izisebenzi. Siyabona ama-trade union leaders bayatshaywa, bayavalelwa ezitokisini. Uhulumende kakhulumisani kahle lalabo abangasebenziyo, lalabo abasebenzayo ukuthi baphathwe ngendlela efaneleyo. Akudalwe imisebenzi, abasebenzayo bahola imali efaneleyo, bavikeleke futhi basebenze emsebenzini ngendlela evikelekileyo ehlonipha amalungelo abo, hayi lokho okwenzakalayo manje.
Izisebenzi zithi idola leZimbabwe seliphele amandla, ngakho-ke sokumele zihole elemelika. Kodwa uhulumende uthi angeke akwenze lokhu ngoba ilizwe kumele libe le mali yalo. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa bathi ubathwalise amagabha avuzayo umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula oqhutshwa ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Lux Dlamini labanye bakhe. Abaqhuba umkhankaso lo bathi kumele bonke abaselizweni leli okungekho emthethweni bephume bephele kule South Africa kungakafiki ekupheleni kwenyanga. Umnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena okhokhela inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uthi kabayindawo abadabuka eZimbabwe abasebenza kulelo lizwe.
Lokhu okukhulunywa ngabe Operation Dudula angeke kwenzakale ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe ezilapha eSouth Africa zibuyele emuva eZimbabwe ngoba umnotho wakithi ufile. Sikhuluma ngabantu abalokhu bebuya imihla yamalanga besuka eZimbabwe besiza eSouth Africa bezodinga umsebenzi. Yikho angeke uthi nxa kulokhu suka abantu besiza eSouth Africa bese uthi abantu asebehleli iminyaka elithumi babuyele emuva, akusoze kwenzakala. Into eqakathekileyo njalo eyiyo kumele yenziwe yikuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele ayakhe umnotho weZimbabwe. Kodwa ke kuyacaca kuwo wonke umuntu lesiphofu yakubona loba singaboni kodwa siyakubona lesiphofu ukuthi uhulumeni weZimbabwe usehlulekile ukwakha amathuba omsebenzi, usehlulekile ukuvusa umnotho. Yikho-ke izalwane zaseZimbabwe lokhu zisiza eSouth Africa zizodinga umsebenzi. Yikho-ke thina siphakamisa ukuthi kumele kube lo mhlangano omkhulu owesadak okhuluma ngodaba lwe-immigration, ukuthi i-migration kuyini ekwenzayo i-impact yangkhona kwele South Africa lamanye amazwe ongomakhelwane osokwenze kwenza ukuthi kube le-Operation Dudula.
Unkosazana Victor Matutu okhokhela inhlanganiso yezimi imbokodo uthi umkhankaso lo uveza ukuba abakuza abasafunakali kwele South Africa.
Sikhathazekile kakhulu sizizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilapha eMzantsi Afrika ngenxa kaDudula lowa okhona kulezi nsuku. Eqinisweni i-Operation Dudula besingacabanga ukuthi izohamba ihambe izifike namhlanje. Besicabanga ukuthi into nje abazayithi yanga-yanga ibehlule bese behlala phansi. Kodwa ngokubonakala kwezinto kungathi hayi abantu laba baphokephele phambili ngayo i-Operation Dudula. Namhlanje sizile ukuthi baseBenoni sebehambe amalokishana ambalwanyana, sike babonile kubo Hillbrow, sababona kubo Alexander. Into ebuhlungu Operation Dudula yikuthi sidudulwa emsebenzini. Sidudulwa emsebenzini kunjalo ma usungasasebenzi uzohlala ngapi? Lapho ohlala khona ubhadale ngani intela yokuhlala lapho ohlala khona? Ukudla okuthenge ngani? Abantwana ubafundise ngani, baphiliswe ngani? Lekhaya lapha obesithumela khona uzathumela kanjani ungasasebenzi?
Uphinde wathi
injongo yokuqala esilethe lapha sizizalwane ezeZimbabwe kakhulu sizosebenza lapha eMzantsi Afrika ngumsebenzi ukuthi sithole imali. Kodwa nxa sesidudulwa emsebenzini ayisekho enye indlela esingakwazi ukuthi siphile ngayo uma singasasebenzi. Ukubona kwami Operation Dudula uhlukile kakhulu kune-xenophobia ngoba ku-xenophobia besitshalwa sivuke siye emsebenzini sikwazi ukuthi sikhokhe intela sithenge ukudla.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Bongani Dube osebenza kule South Africa.
Singabulalana, ungathola ukuthi uyisihlobo sami nomunye isihlobo sakhe siseBotswana. So into engiyishoyo mina ikuthi khona yonke le into esigxekana ngayo ayikho kithi, ipha phezulu kumakhulumende aphetheyo, ugovernment asiphetheyo, konke ubheka la ngale ama-government aya ayacatshisana afuna ukuthi kukhulunywe iqiniso wena ungabona umntana amezomosha kumbe mhlawumbe umntana nami sehlala sekuwe kufanele ubize mina umakhelwane kanti umntwana waba lapha ukuhamba kanjani umntana angeke avakatshe eze ezolala egcine seqedi 1 week so i-government yonke le okufanele ukuthi ikubheke yonke le into yonke zonke zenezizinto zokuthi abantu bayeza ngongekho emthethweni konke i-government iwenzela ukuthi khona khona izinto zihambe right thina singabantu mase sizithathela umthetho sesubeka ezandleni zethu wana sikufundelanga sesenza ngeyethu indlela gcina sokulegazi lelelichithekileyo lomfo wethu endi abantu begcine futhi sebekubeka kabi ukuthi ingathi yena wakhalela umuntu oyi-1 kithi ku 7 uyabona kube sokusiba ngamazwi angena kabuhlungu kodwa umakhelwane ngumakhelwane phela
kudube uthi
akwaziwa ukuthi elakusasa linjani uzovuka ungale komakhelwane bebe sebeyakhuluma kabi ngawe kanti ke kade kufanele kulungiswe inkinga mina engishoyo ayiqo kubo hulumende bonaba esilabo yibo abayinkinga abakhulu even nana la ama-Nigeria ungasola mawusuyalandelela mhlawumbe umsebenzi wabo ngokudayisa ungaluyalandelela kahle kahle uthole ukuthi into zonke lezi abazidayisayo ezama-minister and ma ungathi uyabheka bonaba abantu ma kuza ungabona bengasekho ubuthi uyabheka uzabona imoto yamapholisi sikhona ngubani okuchazileyo ukuthi nanke amapholisa
unkosazana Nqobile Nyathi laye ohlala kwele South Africa uthi usekhathele ngokwenziwa ngabaqhuba umkhankaso we-Operation Dudula
i-situation isisiba tense manje mina into engayitsho yukuthi asibuyeleni ekhaya and fix our house back home
sizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Teboho Sikhondo uthi kumele abantu bokuza balandele umthetho xa befuna ukuhlala ngokuthula kwele South Africa
abantu abenze lokhu okufanele bakwenze abeze ngapha ngokomthetho bafike it's not a matter of ukuthi asifuna abantu bangaphandle it's a matter of ukuthi umuntu akeze ngoba kufanele vele eze and yes singabomakhelwane kodwa asikhuzanini bafike ukusebenza ningabuya ngizosebenza niphethe amaphepha right akusina nkinga naleyo
kulezi zalwane zakwele Zimbabwe eziningi ezidlala kwele South Africa zingalamaphepha aqondileyo intatshela izindaba ezimeleyo uHopo Elshinono uthi uTaurai Gandishaya okubandla leZANU PF ofuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe okungekho emthethweni kenelisanga namhla ukukwenza lokhu emzini wabokhokho bakhe eMrewa uShinono uthi uGandishaya ubethembise ukuhamba labanye bakhe ayithatha imbuzi zohlobo lwebhoa azithenga kwele South Africa uGandishaya uthi imbuzi lezi ziphansi kohlelo lukahulumente uChinono uyakuphikisa lokhu esithi uGandishaya labanye bakhe bazondiswa ngokuthi wayithula okunye akungafunwa yiZANU PF emhlanganweni we-World Summit on Human Rights eGeneva lapho atshela khona umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuba ilizwe leZimbabwe libhidlizwa yibukhohlakali obesekabekayo obukhuthazwa libandla elibusayo uChinono uthi abantu bevimbe ngci namhlanje khona ngale ke eMrewa lapho ke uGandishaya afuna ukuthatha imbuzi zakhe
today came and I'm told that a lot of people around the villages have gone to my homestead to defend my goats and my property from the illegal action that has been threatened to be carried
abantu abaningi bahambe emzini wakithi lapho bavimbe ukuba uGandishaya engathathi imbuzi zami
the whole of last week I was getting threats from ZANU PF executive member for the youth league Taurai Gandishaya saying that they were going to expropriate my goats and they were lying that I had received the goats from the government
uTaurai Gandishaya uqhubekele phambili engethusela iviki yonke ngeviki ephelileyo esithi uzathatha imbuzi zami bebeqamba amanga besithi ngazithatha uhulumende
What triggered them to do this was the speech that I made in Geneva, in Switzerland, a couple of weeks ago, where I correctly pointed out the problems that were faced in the health delivery system in Zimbabwe, that there is no single cancer machine.
Wabakapula yukuti, ngetula umbigo, emhlanganweni, World Summit on Human Rights, ngisithi,
akula mithina yokwelapha isifo semvukuzane eZimbabwe ezibhedlela lokunye okuhlupha uZulu.
So when I mentioned those things in Geneva, the ZANU-PF government was upset and they have been abusing me.
Ukandishaya uthi bakwenzile akade befisa ukuthi bekuvezele uZulu namuhla.
No, we have achieved our first stage according to plans. Our first stage was to expose the double standards.
The net report today in Nevada were sympathetic to the opposition, where they go around telling people that Zimbabwe is not a conducive environment for business, where they tell people that I am a son of Zimbabwe, who is pro ZANU-PF. You are targeted. I want to go cheater. They furira my youth kuti go on the streets and demonstrate for jobs. Vasingaudze my youth kuti must utilize land and come up with the project.
Sikuvezile kade kumele sikwenze kade sivele silenhlonzo yokuthi sikubikele uZulu. Okunye okwangikhona ukuthi abantu abanjengo Chinono ngabantu baqamba amanga abatshela abantu ukuthi eZimbabwe akwenzakali ukuthi umuntu abe le business.
So other Triple C members are actually calling me to say, you know, we never knew kuti hopo chingono nemamwe mashefu edu vandori mapurazi vandori nemabhizinesi vandorana maprojects isu vachingotifurira kuti no itai mastrike nemastia wey kuti mupiwe mabasa. So first stage we have achieved.
Sipinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Ostalo Siziba olilunga le-Citizens Coalition for Change obuthanise abantu bayalindela uTaulai Kandishaya emzini wakoChinono.
Njengezukulwane zeZimbabwe sibuye lapha ke emzini kaHopewell elimaziyo oyijournalist obethi abantu bezanu bebesithi bona bafuna ukubuya bezothatha imbuzi zakhe azithengayo ngemali yakhe ngentengo ephakemeyo. Izinto ziyahlupha elizweni, thina sibuya lapha ngenxa yokuthi part of our civic duty yikuma together njengabantu abamnyama kodwa njengabantu abahlukunyezwayo ukubana ngeza ke savumele ukubana kube lo muntu ohlukunyezwayo ethathela izinto zakhe. Sababona beyenza eplazini kaSipho Malunga sisuka lapha siyakhona.
Abantu bamelele ukubona ukuthi uTaulai Kandishaba uzazithatha kumbe hatshi imbuzi zikaChinono. Le History 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sihlangene ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amalunga edalele US House of Representatives akhokhela unkosikazi Nancy Pelosi akule Ukraine lapho tshele khona umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky ukuba elemilika limi laye empini le iyaqalwa ngele Russia eselihlasela elizweni lonke lijonge ukuhluthula ilizwe leli. UKenel Mamandi Dombouya wakengula uhulumende ka-Alpha Conde nyakenye kwele Guinea uthi kuzathatha phose inyanga ezingamajumi amane 39 months ukuze kube lokhetho lukazulu. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko
senganamasiko senziwe manje elobaba mkhulu babelobola.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokumpila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Mbuzo Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko ngembiza kababa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Ngwenya. Akusitshele ngamafutshane ukuthi imbiza kababa kuyini.
Wabudube imizi uyibone yakhiwe abanomzana laba babe nemfihlakalo zabo zokuyiqinisa ngendlela zonke ongazicabanga kusukela othangweni lwemuzi kuye esibayeni kuye ngaphakathi kuze kuyefika ngisho ezindlini zabo. Lapha ngikhuluma isindebele ngicabanga ukuthi asidingi ukuthi ngize ngitolike mangithi mina ukuqinisa kwabo imizi kwakubuye futhi babe buye bakwenze nasezindlini zabo. Wawumangala ukuthi awu omama abangaka bonke nje babukeka bejabule bengelansolo ngempela yini le imfihlakalo ephethwe yilensizwa endala. Eqinisweni babeqinisa imizi njalo futhi babezazi izinto babeyazi nemithi yakhona.
Yes, awuza kakhulu baba Ngwenya, kodwa kuyasebenza yini konoko?
Ungamangala wena nxa ungabubuke abantu abazala esithenjini. Uthi uyakhangela uthola ukuthi indlu ngayinye nayinye ilomntwana owazalwa kanye kanye nomunye owazalwa kwenye indlu. Uthola ukuthi labo bantu nxa bezazalwa bazalwa ngenyanga eyodwa, zonke izindlu mhlawumbe kwakuwumuntu owayenamakhosikazi angu-7 okanye 5. Uthola ukuthi bonke bazalwe ngenyanga eyi-1. Ubusuzibuza ukuthi ngempela mfihlakalo bani eyiphethe ilezi nsizo ezindala. Ye, zaziqina ngempela. Labo mama babeyazi le nto, babetshelwa ukuthi hayi bokuthi noma uphakela ubaba phela laphana kube khona okufakayo laphana epletini lakhe. Wawubona nje kwesinye isikhathi uthole ukuthi noma ephakele yona inkosi mala ngiyabi inayo into eyiphetheyo laphana izoyi sombulula laphana ithele noma kusamputhana. Kokunye kwakuthelwa lasebelokhuzana lasemakhewini lapha omfumfu laba omphaphama laba impuphu yakhona ziningi nje ombandatshatsha laba besetshenziswa la uzitshela ukuthi hayi insizwe endala mhlawumbe izama ukuthi mhlawumbe iklini umzimba. Nakho futhi ukuklini umzimba lokhu kwakwenziwa kwesinye isikhathi kubanje zona iy'lokhuzane izichatho lezi indoda iqine ngempela ithi saka. Yileyo mfihlo-ke eyisenza ukuthi la madoda ahlale ngaso sonke isikhathi enamandla kakhulu futhi engabi lezi nsolo eziba khona kubomama laphana.
Xiba ngamafitshane ingxoxo yethu.
Angiboni-ke ukuthi intsha yanamhlanje isakwazi konke lokho, isithembele emithini yabodokotela nokuyinto ngempela esiyichithile imizwa eminingi. Ukube kade kungenzeka sidle ngaludala ngempela sikwazi ukuyithola imfihlakalo leyana ukuthi kanti lezi nsizwa lezi zaziqina kuphi, zaziqina ngasiphi isihlahla laphana ukuze ngempela singabi lazo izinkinga lapho thola khona sokuhamba kusiba lokuchitheka kwemizi umama esephumile wayangena laphana kungabe kusaba mnandi kudala le ngxabano ebantwini bakhelene.
Sima lapha namhla kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo.
Senganamasiko
senziwe mandla
yena baba
mkhulu
babelobola.
Sinesizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontukamele Nkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngwentungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi?
Sibingelelani njalo nje njengo ngihlala yenza nxa sihlangana. Kumele sibingelelane phela, kanti angithi yikho ukukhuluma ukuletha ukuzwanana ebantwini ukubingelelana. Kanti njalo nje lisiko elihle lona lokuthi abantu babingelelane njengoba bengabantu nje badalwa ngumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu. Kuhle ukuthi abantu babingelelane. Namhlanje-ke sizaqhubeka ngendaba yokuthula esike sayikhuluma ngesikhathi esedlule sisonke. Kodwa namhlanje-ke ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina emazweni wonke kuswelakala ukuthula. Thina ngapha kwelakithi kulezi nsuku indaba esemlonyeni yiloko kwenzakala kuzizalwane zakithi ezibhace elizweni elinjenge-South Africa. Sibona sizwa okuningi ngokubana le nkulumo esizikhulumayo esizizwayo zikhulunywa laloko kuthiwa amavidiyo lama-audio kawatshengiseli ukuthi eqinisweni kulokuthula. Sengitsho bonabo abakhulumayo lakumavidiyo benza konke abakwenzayo bakwenza ngobana kabala kuthula. Ngakho imindeni eminingi yakithi ihlalele evalweni kayikwazi ukuthi ibambe ngapi thini baqonde ngapi ngodubo lolo esilubonayo olwehlela izihlobo zethu lesibathandayo bethu ngikhuluma ngalokuthi ngoperation Dudula eSouth Africa okuchaya inhliziyo zabantu abaningi kuyaxokozela kwenzakala izigameko ungaza kuziphuphe lenxa ulele ukuthi kambe kungenzakala izinto ezinje omunye umuntu esenza ulutho olunjalo komunye umuntu ukuthula uqalisa ngenhliziyo yomuntu sengitho lakhona apha kwelakithi ilizwe kuningi okushaqisa umzimba esikubalayo sizothiwa abantu bayaganyula abantu benziwa lokhu lalokhu abantu bayahlukumezeka bathwele nzima kuphezu kwalokho kuthweleyo kubuye kuvele obunye ubunzima uJesu uthi ke nxa kunjalo kufuneka ukuthula ukuthula kakuphongutholwa nje ingabe ngubani njalo ukuthula ayisilogama ongalikhupha ngomlomo kuphela uthi ukuthula ngilakho ukuthula kubonakala ngamazwi ukuthula kubonakala ngezenzo ukuthula kubonakala ngobuntu bomuntu kubonakala ingabe ngubani phela ukuthula kwenza isigaba isigodi ilizwe amazwe ahlale enamile nxa kungela kuthula kulanto ehamba kuhle lolaka luyanda ebantwini isikhalazo isicelo sami nesokuthi thina sonke sesiphumile emndenini yethu emphakathini kungakhathalekile ukuthi singobani singaphi kasidingeni ukuthula ngoba singazuza ukuthula sizabona ukuthi siyalala lobuthongo behle kwesinye isikhathi sehluleka ukulala ngenxa yosabe sicabanga ukuthi kambe kuzakwenzakalani lanxa sifuna ukukhuluma ulutho kwesinye isikhathi kasikhululekanga ngoba uzakuzwa emethi ukukhulumelani khona lokho asidingeni ukuthula kwajesu ukuthula kuletha ingqubela phambili lezizwe zingaphumelela nxa zilokuthula ungabona ukubhidlizwa okwenziwa ilizwe lase-Ukraine uzabona ukuthi ukuthula kuyaswelakala ungabona ukubhidlika kwelizwe lona leli elakithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo uzabona ukuthi ukuthula kuyaswelakala sikhulekeni baba thixo engcwele siyaphinda njalo sicela ukuthula emntwini ngamunye ngamunye lakulo ilizwe lakithi le-Afrika yonke amen
bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkanhla thiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo lilami untungamile inkomo
siyabonga kakhulu untungamile inkomo ongadinwa lakusasa kwenza abatsha sixoxa lomculi osakhulayo
Bonani balaleli igama lami ngulindiwe wakandlovu ekhaya ngibuya eBridge so emculweni bangibiza ngo Psalmist Lindiwe umculo wami ngoqale ngo 2019 album elilodwa and then last week qeda kurelease elinye isingle song ethi ngezisuku zonke engathanda ukuthi abalaleli bekwazi bangqase emculweni wami nokuthi ngikwazi ukuphumelela nami njengabanye abaculi ngikwazi ukuthi nami ngelinye lamalanga ngizibone sengikwinye i-level financially uncostable so ukuthi mhlambe ngikwazi ukwenza ama videos into ezinjalo nje uthi ngikwazi ukuphusha umculo anginayo imanager into ezinjalo so besicela ukuthi mhlawumbe musukukhona usizo engingalithola ngasizakala kanjani. Abafuna ukungilandela ngikhona ku Facebook bazongithola babhali bathi Lindiwe Gospel ngikhona. Ku TikTok ngikhona futhi nakho Lindiwe Ndlovu 83. Then ku WhatsApp ngikhona ku number yase South Africa u +27 66 426 3256.
Sinokuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Oliver Lisayo, Mokips Dube.